USA Radio News with Wendy King.
During a White House live stream, President Biden said that America is in a new moment in the pandemic. Soon after, he got his second COVID-19 booster. Biden said his administration focused anti-COVID-19 efforts. On Tuesday, the FDA approved a second booster shot of either the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine or one offered by Moderna for those 50 and older and those with compromised immune systems. It was the slap heard around the world.
Oh, wow!
The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences announced that Will Smith was asked to leave Sunday's Oscar ceremony after he slapped comedian Chris Rock, but the actor refused to do so. He slapped him because Rock insulted his wife, who is suffering from a disease. This is USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free, 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
During a TV interview on America's Voice, Amanda Head and John Solomon spoke to former President Trump on their show, Just the News, Not Noise. He was asked how he felt about Matt Gaetz, saying he should be nominated for Speaker of the House.
No, I think that it's not something I want. A lot of people bring it up. It's brought up all the time. No, it's not something I want to do. I want to look at what's happening, and then we're going to be doing something else. No, it's not something I would be interested in.
The man behind the right-wing media company InfoWars, Alex Jones, was declared to be in contempt of court, according to a Connecticut judge. He was ordered to pay $25,000 per weekday for every day he refuses to submit a deposition. Jones was sued by several family members whose children were killed in a 2012 Connecticut shooting. A judge ruled in mid-November that he's liable for damages. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Some lawmakers are wondering why we didn't give aid to Ukraine sooner.
Some members of Congress feel the Biden administration has been too slow in responding to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. At a House Armed Services Committee hearing on national security challenges facing Europe, ranking Republican member from Alabama, Mike Rogers, stresses that timing is crucial in the fight against Russia.
We should have started back in Thanksgiving with visible, aggressive deliveries of lethal aid to Ukraine. Instead, the White House wasted months. The first presidential drawdown package didn't start flowing to Ukraine until January of this year.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A judge has tossed out an attempt to block construction of the Obama Presidential Center in Chicago's historic Jackson Park over concerns it would adversely impact the environment. A nonprofit group called Protect Our Parks led the lawsuit filed against the City of Chicago, the Obama Foundation, and other organizations and individuals last year. They said the environmental study linked to the project was flawed. The fifth movie in the Despicable Me franchise is coming out in July, Minions: The Rise of Gru. Illumination Studio recently shared a trailer for the new Despicable Me spinoff, featuring Steve Carell as the voice of Gru. Minions: The Rise of Gru opens in theaters July 1st. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.